Good afternoon, Muskegon, and welcome to Community Focus. And it's we're celebrating today. It's August 21st, 2026. I am one of your hosts, Gregory T. Roberts, and to my right,
I am Melvin C. Burns II.
And we said we are celebrating today. Today is August 21st, 2026. It's actually 6 years. 6 years of doing this program. This program could not be done without you. First, I'm going to let Melvin introduce himself.
All right. Again, for folks that may not know, I'm pretty much a lifelong resident of Muskegon Heights. I had a career in local government in Michigan, Ohio, and I've been pastoring the last 21 years. I am married. Since we've been doing the show, married 2 years, and I have one beautiful daughter, Christina. My wife has three children that are all adults, live in different parts of the country.
We don't even have a chance to introduce ourselves. My name is Gregory T. Roberts, the founder of, when we started the program was called Torn in Two. Married, I have bonus children, so I can't even count. between the bonus children, grandfather, lover of music, ministry as well. And we've been doing this program. I'm just so excited. I may as well get this out right now before I forget. It's going to be 31 years next week. So, Emily Roberts, happy anniversary. I love you.
Patricia, I didn't say your name, but thank you for your support and listening to the program, giving me feedback on a weekly basis.
And they're good at that.
Yes. Hey, let me ask you a question. So we've been doing this for 6 years, but, you know, actually we started off doing political commentary, 19, 20 years ago?
At least.
Yeah, right after I left the city. So I left in 2006, so, man, maybe 18. Gosh, it's been a while.
No, we didn't miss in the year. That's a radio station over 20 plus years that we didn't miss a year. Yeah. I mean, other than COVID and a couple other things. So we started out.
I'm counting bad. I mean, I left the city in 94. So. I left in 2000. Man, this year's cool. I left in 2006, I joined you guys doing political commentary maybe 2007, 2008. Man. I'm counting by decades.
Did you count by years? Give us the weather first, and we're going to go into celebrating.
Beautiful day outside. We have a low 61, high of 77, but a 65% chance of rain later this evening. Tomorrow, low 63, high of 76. That rain should come early Saturday morning. Sunday, sunny, low 58, high of 71. We repeat that again Monday, low 55, high of 71. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low 52, high 74. Wednesday, low 66, high 76, 55% chance of rain. And next Thursday, 60% chance of rain, low of 66, high of 77.
So, listen, we have a guest coming on at 2:30, Bubble Crave, a brand new. It's a fantastic, from what I've heard, business that they're going to be part of our 6th anniversary, and I hope they bring food.
Yeah, well, we've used our extensive studio budget to make sure that.
Well, so to let people know how this show started, there was so much political just problems happening out there.
Yes.
And I approached Paul because I said, let's bring people the truth.
Yeah.
You know, too much to the right, too much to the left, not enough in the middle. So let's bring people the truth. And we did that for several years, and we brought on many, many guests, more political at that time of the show. And then we changed it and said, you know what, you guys are too divided and y'all ain't listening to us anyway, so we want to educate you on the community, and that's how we changed the name with the Community Focus. That's the short brief story about how this stuff started. One of the things that I learned is for people out there that have dreams and aspirations of doing something, do it. Yes. I approached Paul in a radio station about doing this, and they said it would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it ever since. And first of all, we probably should thank them.
Yes. Paul, Big Rob, Janae, Meehan, they all help us look good and sound good on the radio.
Yeah. The work behind this is extensive. Yes. I mean, you have to have guests, and that's Janae. And other radio staff will bring in, like Big Rob suggested, the guest today. Mm-hmm. We have to have guest participation. We have to have you.
Yes.
You've been involved. And this show not only is in Muskegon, but this is worldwide. And not only we have people participating in Muskegon County, but we've had people in Dubai, in Africa, you name it, we've had people involved. And to the credit of you, we want to thank you, our listeners and viewers, for being a part.
Yes, thank you so much. And you say that. It's, we've been trying to run through our mind the last 6 years, and you're right. We've had people from all over the world. We've interviewed. We've had people tune in. We've had comments and questions, and we appreciate it all. It's been a great ride.
So I did this. I did this morning. I said, AI, torn into a community focus.
Okay.
And the number of guests that we have had is incredible.
Okay.
And we want to thank those guests. I say community focus, just changing the name itself. What did I say? 163 shows?
As community focus.
As community focus.
Yes.
And before then, we had the rest of Torn in Two. Mm-hmm. So those are hundreds of shows that we've been doing this. And first, I guess what I want to say, we don't take you for granted.
Yes.
We don't take the staff here for granted, mm-hmm. That we get to do something that we love and our passion. What are some of the things that you've learned over the years?
I'll say this. First of all, I've learned, I thought I knew the community, but I've learned so much about the community, people starting businesses. That's really been a treat.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I like being a know-it-all, I guess. So I'll be driving around town, or I'll be out and see people, and I'll remember them from the show. Or I'll see their business and say, oh, yeah, I wanted to stop there because we've talked to them. So that's really been, I really enjoy getting to learn the community and people with businesses and activities going on. I've learned a lot.
Isn't it the amazing thing that you'll be walking in the store talking to people and they recognize your voice? Aren't you on the radio? Yes. Stuff like that. But, this effort, man. You have been part of my journey, and I want to thank you for the countless hours and all the stuff that you do.
Sure.
We get the chance to listen and laugh. There's a few times when the show ends, we want to cry and grit our teeth. But it takes a this effort takes producers, it takes the station, people behind the scene, mm-hmm. it takes guests, it takes listeners. This anniversary is more than about us. Mm-hmm. This anniversary is for everybody who has been a part of it in the community focus.
Yeah. I hope the guests that have come on the show have felt like, one, we've given them an opportunity to talk about themselves and what they do. Mm-hmm. That's one of our goals. And we hope that it's, we always tell people, share it on your media page. And we see people that say, did you enjoy it? And we hope it helps. So I hope that people have been on the program that most of them we get good feedback from. If they they didn't like it, they didn't tell us.
Right.
But we give people an opportunity to talk, and share their information. We always talk to the guests before we go online, and we always tell them this is not, aha, gotcha. This is not yellow journalism. We're not gonna pull out your baby pictures or dig into your family history. There's a place for that sometimes.
Right.
But that's not what we do here. We want to inform the community about things going on and what's happening.
Some of the things that I've learned, again, I agree with what you said, but just being a part of the community and people being and having the goals and aspirations,
mm-hmm.
And following through with them,
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just getting a chance to talk to people that want to make an impact in the community or around the world.
Yes.
And they're doing that. And so here's the question. Some of your favorite guests, if you can remember certain of your favorite guests.
How about memorable?
Memorable.
I started making a little list.
Okay.
First, we interviewed Senator Cory Booker. And remember,
he
was familiar with West. I had no idea he was familiar with West Michigan. He said his family spent time here. That was a surprise. That one always stood out to me. And he was very personable. We talked a little bit before we went on air, but I was surprised he knew West Muskegon, knew Grand Rapids, knew the area. I didn't know that much about his background, but that surprised me.
The funny thing about that interview, he was on a time slot, and they told us, make sure you don't use more than 7 minutes.
Yes.
But he kept talking.
Yeah, he kept talking. Yeah.
They're cutting us off, but I said, he keep talking.
Yes, yeah.
Cory Booker is definitely a great one, Senator.
I was trying to remember this organization, man. They're on Peck Street, but you remember they deal with women that have been abused. And I think you and I sat here and tried to not cry, but she was talking about some of the women been abused, and she talked about a client who had, the pastor had abused her on the altar in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize for getting the name of the organization, but I sit here, man, and tried to hold back tears as you just talk about some of the women they've worked with. But that was one that just always stuck with me. And to know, it's just the important work organizations like that do. Do we give a chance to let people hear about them and the things they do?
Yeah, yeah. A couple of favorite of mine is we had a woman on from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And started the reading program.
Yeah, I ran across her name the other day and wrote it down. I couldn't remember. Did I write it down? Yes, yes. And she won awards for the reading program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just friendly and just impactful in what she was doing. We had a guest on from Dubai who was extremely interesting. Yes. Who is your doctor friend?
Dr. Jeff Sterling. He's a member of my fraternity. He's actually, he served as a fraternity surgeon general. We had him on during COVID when there was a lot of misinformation. And he came on, spent a half hour with us. Might have even spent longer, but man, was that informative. I mean, he was right to the point, hearing it from someone who's been in the surgery rooms and in the hospitals, and one of our more informative shows, I think, because we were right in the middle of COVID.
Right.
And he came on, and that was really, Dr. Sterling, thank you so much for coming on the program. That was a great program.
I want to thank him for his control, because there's a few times when we would throw something out there, and he was like, man, he wanted to swear. And who else?
Matthew Cortez, Muskegon superintendent. Number of times has come on. We've kind of watched him over the last couple of years and the changes in the Muskegon School District, but he's come on. He's always answered questions. You know, you've kind of hit him with some tough things about the band, some things, and he's never shied away from coming on here and, you know, talking about issues going on or asking some of your questions as an alumni of Muskegon Public Schools.
Because we don't play.
Yeah.
Some of the other people that have like been really interested, I won't, you know, take this time to thank people that have come over and over, come back when we've asked. Karen Bowie.
Yes.
I can't think of her last
White
name.
House.
White House.
Yes.
Ann Meesh.
Ann, for sure. Remember last time she hit me, and she talked about the farmer's market more, and I was really enlightened, you know, and all the work that goes into that. But Ann, she's a star. She's a diamond star. She's always available. And, you know, we've had some election stuff, and Jen, Karen, and Ann of all.
Yes.
Anytime we call, they answer questions. They either come in the studio by phone, but they're always accessible to us.
One of my, another memorable, because we had him on several times, and we miss him dearly, is Daryl Page.
We've had him on a few times. If you've ever met Daryl, he was the same every conversation. On the radio, meet him on the street, straightforward, answer questions, good laugh. We're going to have two good laughs, but I certainly miss him. But, you know, we interviewed a lot of politicians over the years.
Oh, a ton of politicians.
A lot of politicians. And he's at the top of the list of one of our, one of my favorite interviews.
Mm. So what would you say to somebody out there that has an idea that they want to do a podcast. We're bigger than that. We're a radio program. Duh. Yes. But that would like to get involved. What would you say to them?
I think you got to have a clear idea of what it is you want to do and be. And it may evolve over time because everybody's interviewing people. But you got to have a clear idea of what is it you're trying to do. And I watch other people's podcasts. I listen to other program, radio programs. Have an idea of what your identity is going to be.
That's good.
So like one of the things we'll have guests and they'll say, oh, I've watched other programs. So people know what to expect when they come on your program. And with that, I'm always surprised when people come in for the first time, they're nervous. Because we're like, well, it's just Greg and Melvin.
Yeah.
But I'm also proud of the fact that we usually put that to ease. We say we just have conversations. But I think you got to figure out if you're going to be aha jumping people's faces, let them know that before they come on.
Right.
You know, decide what your program is and then stick with that. And if it doesn't work, make a change, but develop an identity first.
I agree with that. And stick to that identity, what you're trying to accomplish. One of the things is that in interviewing people, they will like send us questions that we can ask and things that they want us to stay away from. And we tell them, we ball that up. And we're not using your platform. Uh-huh. We have a platform. We're not throwing fastballs, but we want you to get your information in the comfort of people. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand. We only have minutes to make this happen. This is no rehearsal.
Yes.
Things happen. Computers go out and stuff like that. But Faz, Janae, Mihan, Rob, PA, how fast they work to continue to make sure that this goes on.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, I wouldn't call myself a journalist, but you watch, you pay attention to things, making sure people are, we may tell people we're going to talk about something, but not like, just like people give us a list of questions. We're going to ask you this, tell me what you're going to say in advance. We'll say, we may talk about this, but you want the responses to be fresh and genuine.
Mm-hmm.
So we may say, we're going to talk about this topic. Or if there's something you want us to talk about, feel free to bring that up. But you want it to be fresh. You don't want it to be rehearsed.
Exactly.
I always feel like we're having a conversation and our audience gets to listen in.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things I've taught, that everybody has a story.
Yes.
Sometimes a young person is trying to find their way and we really try to express that. Sometimes, nobody knows yet. I mean, we're all trying to figure this out together. Yes. But everybody needs to tell their story.
Yes.
And then that's just some of the things that we have tried to emphasize on in 6 years, is that everybody has a story.
Yes.
And let's hear what their story is. Because what you said, everybody has a radio program or a podcast and everybody's speaking, but nobody's listening.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you agree?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes, yes. Yeah. There's for how many thousands are out there, I guess, say, are you paying attention? Does somebody come on that you listen to regularly? Or you just more white noise out there? So we're hoping that we're not more white noise, that we're saying things and having people say things that people want to hear. I'll tell you what, for me, is rewarding. When we talk to somebody and they go, nobody's asked that, or that's a good question. When they say it genuinely, I feel like, okay, well, we're on track. We're doing the right thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing, is just making people feel comfortable in here to get the most education out of them.
Yeah.
In 6 years of conversation, 6 years of relationships, 6 years of community, and we're just getting started.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to ask you, we always ask our guests this. So going forward, what's some of your thoughts about the program? Maybe people want to view, or some things we want to get into.
I think you're going to see us continuing to educate the community.
Mm-hmm.
I think also what we would like to do is, in what you could do under your comments, is put what you would like to talk about. And educate people on some of the things that they might want to hear about. I would like to see more of that. We would like to see some sponsors, doggone it.
Yes.
We definitely would like at 231-727-5007. We've shown the community in 6 years that we've been here, be faithful, and that you have, you can be a part of this. Yes. And you know, we're not saying that we want this for dollars. We just want it to help spread the message.
Well, you know, just like when we have nonprofits or businesses on, we're like, be frank. I do this right. We tell guests not to do hit on the desk. But you know, we, if there's nonprofits, we say, look, put your appeal out there. Let people know how they can donate. You know, if you're a business, you know, this is an opportunity for you to reach customers. So we're a radio station. We could use sponsors.
What do you see in the next couple of years?
You know, I like just bringing information to the community. Maybe we'll do some themes in the future.
Right.
I kind of had a theme back in my head if we wanted to do something around Father's Day.
Okay.
Which made me think of something, too. I'm all over the place. But another set of guests we've had that were really good. I have to give it to Lewis Churchwell and Cedric Scott.
Mental health has been a huge.
Black men's health. Yeah. We've had some really good shows about health. Alzheimer's. We have folks from Trinity Health talking about Alzheimer's and memory loss. We're just really outstanding shows. We talked about cancer. With some really good shows where I left, it's like, man, that was some good information. There's shows we've done where I've taken things for my own life. It's like, okay, I need to do this or I need to follow up on this. So I'm here interviewing, but there's things people we've interviewed and it's like, oh, that's some darn good information for me and my family.
Oh, yeah. The thing about men's health, mental health and stuff like that, yes, has just been impactful.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so those are the things that we want to do. We want to continue to help you, Muskegon. If you have any comments of things that you would like us to research or bring in, or if you would like to come in, please, under our comments, our social media, just leave it there. We do look at those things. Mm-hmm. You can call area code 231-727-5007 and talk to Janae or leave a message with any of the people that work here. I guess I want to say to the people that make the phone calls, Lady J, who's actually been here and interviewed people as well.
Yes.
Robin's come in here and give us information behind PA as well. I there's so much that goes on behind the scenes, and I would like to take the opportunity to thank them for making this happen, because it would be no show without them.
Yeah, I completely agree. I say people don't see all the things it takes to make this hour that we sit here happen, you know. And I'm appreciative, and maybe I don't say it enough, but I'll say it today and say it more in the future. But I really am appreciative because, you know, it takes a lot, you know. And you know, this is week after week, you know, month after month, year after year for 6 years. So I'm more than appreciative of it.
And I don't think people understand. We get the information for who's going to be on the show, then we start the research and stuff like that. Yes. Back in the tour in 2 days, when I had to sit up and watch four different television stations and listen and read bills and read the Constitution again.
Oh,
is that what they're really going by? Because they're not going by. But those years, I just remember going, this is too much, man. I got to bring somebody in. Melvin.
Yeah. And sometimes it was tough with political candidates because we wanted to let them say what they were saying. But, you know, we pushed back a little bit, but sometimes you kind of be like,
Yeah, that, I tell you what, that is some of the hardest when it comes down to interviewing political people, because you want them, what we've tried to do is have an even keel, let them, you know, the same questions, you get the same questions, you get the unless the questions pop up on the screen, everybody gets so much time and stuff like that. And then we'll, both of us will look at each other, and you'll see this if you watch the podcast, 103.7 to be Facebook, or 106. Thank you very much. So, but if you're watching them, there's times when we'll bite our, you'll see us just kind of with this look on our face like, man. But we do that for a reason, because we want you to be educated on what the person is thinking, especially in the political realm. Yes. We're getting ready to come back to end political season, which means that we're going to have a lot of political interviews.
Yes.
And we're remember, we're to let them talk about who they are, yes, and not necessary investigative reporters.
Exactly. You know, we're running to the bottom of the hour, but, you know, a few of the guests, Sheriff Eric Higgins, mm-hmm, Unlocked, a jail experiment, was on Netflix.
Yes.
We interviewed him twice, and that was really eye-opening and informative. And that program's still going. I guess I saw they start another season. Andy Bulow from West Michigan Symphony. I've been to a couple of programs just from interviewing him here. Really? Events they had come up, but turned around and went to a couple of shows.
Guy Blue Eyes Soul from Massachusetts.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We've had him on several times, yes, and we need to get him back on.
Yes. Yeah, it's been a good ride, man. It's been a good ride. You know, I'll say this too. I think I said in the beginning, and we ask all business people this, you know, young people starting out, old people start a business, talk about the experience, the business side and the creative side, because mm-hmm, we want people to know, we want other people to hear, to get the information. And that's always interesting. There's probably some common things we hear, but I always, you know, there's been so many young people that have just started out businesses that I enjoy giving them this forum, this opportunity to talk about their ideas, their creativity, and even how they've grown and matured in the business process. So I really, you know, even some of the organizations, but I really enjoy that, giving them that opportunity and having them share their story and share it with other people out there.
So to the Beat and everybody here, we want to thank you for this platform. We want to thank everyone that walks in the door and takes part. We want to thank organizations who trusted us to spread the word. Thank you to everybody that called, commented, watched, shared, listened. And thank you to the people that have been and have trust turned into you and stay with us through the transition of community focus.
All right,
we are at the bottom of the hour at 2:29. We're going to show some love and the people that sponsor us. Thank them for hanging on with us. If you'd like to be part of us, again, 231-727-527-5007, and you can celebrate us and celebrate maybe 6 more years. All right, we'll see you in a couple minutes. And welcome back to 103.7 The Beat and 106, and welcome to Community Focus, your show for news, information, and more, where we break the mirrors and get rid of the fog. We're going to have a guest coming in shortly. Getting back again, we're celebrating 6 years.
Yes.
Of doing this, and just happy. All right, we do have our guests and our guests are ready. Would you introduce our guests?
Well, you know, our favorite thing, one of our favorite things is new businesses, restaurants, those kind of things. So keeping with that thing, because we both like to eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cook, eat.
Love it. Yes. I want to welcome to the program our relatively new business here in Muskegon. It's called Bubble Crave. I want to welcome Jerry and LaShawn Williams to the program. Good afternoon.
Hey, congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you all doing?
Doing good.
Okay, now first of all, you all are starting off bad because we should have some Bubble Crave items in front of us here. I'm just kidding. That's our radio begging. How are you all doing?
Good.
Yeah. Tell our audience a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we started, we grew up in Benton Harbor, Michigan, and born and raised, and we started kind of dating each other at a young age, and then life took its course, and we went out into different cities and lived different places and went into different parts of our lives, and about 15, 16 years ago, we ended up coming back together. All right. And we remarried each other because we were, uh-huh, in previous marriages, and we got married and got back together from our 20s, and we was in our 40s now, and we kind of put together a plan in Muskegon to just build a life of business.
Okay.
Okay. Ken, let me first say this. From Ben Harbor, I will never forget that guy that dunked over me in high school. So I'm still paying for therapy for that. So I want to get that out of the way. Okay. Okay. All right. So tell us a little bit about the business. What made you decide to open this business?
We did a transportation business. It was a My Driver Transportation. And we had a freight business and a passenger business. So we were shipping freight all over the country to different cities, different states. And when we would stop in those different cities and kind of lay overnight, we would always look for different places to eat that we didn't have in Muskegon. So we was in New York and we went to go get some food to eat and found a concept very similar to Bubble Crave up in New York. And I went and talked with the owner for hours and kind of drilled him on questions about how could we get this business back in Muskegon. Okay. And he said, go back to Muskegon and find a building and we'll help y'all kind of set up the foundation for the business.
Okay.
And that was 3 years ago.
tell people what is Bubble Crave and where they can find you.
Cool. Bubble Crave is more of a bubble tea and bubble waffle dessert concept. Okay. So it has the specialty drinks and the custom dessert waffles, and this all centered around the bubble concept. The bubbles in the tea, the bubbles on the bubble waffle iron, and creates the bubbles on the waffles. And that's what the Bubble Crave is. It's about craving the bubble concept and unplugging and enjoying, you know, for the moment. We try to give an experience of people just getting out of the electronics and then just enjoying the moment of the Bubble Crave concept.
What, give us an example of like, what are some of the things on your menu?
So we have milk teas, fruit teas, smoothies, frappes, water with real fruit cut up in them, refreshers. We also have the waffles, and you can add ice cream sauce, toppings, and drizzle sauce to it.
Oh, man. You're killing us over here. You know we're hungry.
And so you guys are located at the corner of Broadway. You guys are located at the corner of Broadway and Henry, correct? Mm-hmm. So this is the art of interviewing, because I've been there I don't know how many times. They know me. I don't know where you are.
Yeah, we're on the corner of Broadway and Henry, across from Speedway and the old CD Exchange, which is now Total Wireless.
Okay. And so you guys opened in February. How are things going?
Pretty good.
Very stable. It's not blowing it off the chart yet.
Okay.
You know, we kind of gave ourselves a 6 to 9 month window to kind of meet some goals. And
okay.
We're stable and steady, just not blowing it off the chart yet.
Okay. And again, you guys have, you know, Broadway just opened last week, which I'm sure will be a big advantage to you guys.
Yes, mm-hmm. We've been like anticipating that to happen over since we opened, because it's trying to get that traffic coming through to be able to see us and be more visible.
Sure.
I love that you guys wrote down goals. How important is it to look at those goals and readjust those goals as things go on?
Very important.
Yes.
Very important. We do understand that this is not us. It's all God, and it's in his plan on how it's going to work. So
amen.
The plan we made may not work, but we're going by his plan.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. You talked about meeting a businessman in New York and talking to him. Talk about how important it's been to have that mentorship or somebody working with you to help get going.
Very important. I mean, a lot of the trials and the bumps in the road, you know, you could avoid, you know, or you can help get through things, or foresight. You can see things before it happened. When you have that person that's kind of helping lay the foundation, it helps you save a lot of money and also a lot of heartache and stress, because you can avoid a lot of the traps and setbacks just trying to kind of do it blindly, you know, going blindly.
How important is it to stick to, if you feel that you're called to do this, but you know you got those haters, it will never work.
Oh, man.
How important is it to blind that, to not listen to that, and stay to focus to what you've been called?
Yeah, it's hard sometimes, but we have to just stay focused, and that's what we try to do. You know, sometimes we just have to backtrack and say, you know what, this is what God has put us here for. This is what we're doing, and we can't listen to the naysayers.
And I would add to that, the true thing is you gotta sell out to the mission. You gotta sell, like, you gotta be willing to give all it all in. You gotta be all in. You can't be
right
halfway in, halfway out, or wishy-washy. You gotta just, you gotta know that this is gonna succeed or fail, and it just be willing to fail and do something different if it happens.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm gonna ask you a question. Okay. Now this is for both of you. You walking in, what would be your favorite item on a menu?
What's your favorite?
I probably would say mine would be the bubble waffle.
Bubble
waffle is that's an experience that you just cannot find. It's like we wanted a concept that no other restaurant was doing, and we created two with the pizza burger.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you say pizza burger?
Yes.
I'm on my way.
So the pizza burger is our own original, personally made pizza sauce. We make it all from scratch, all the ingredients, and make the pizza sauce. And no other restaurant offers a bubble waffle, and no other restaurant offers a pizza burger. So it's exclusively here.
All right.
So that's what mine would be, the bubble waffle. What would yours be?
For the waffle, it would be the Biscoff Bliss. And for the drink, it would be the kiwi fruit tea.
Okay.
All
right.
They're killing me.
You hear our stomachs rumbling. Let me ask you guys, you've been about 6 months. What is some of the highlight moments that stand out in the time you've been open?
I think just the reaction of people when they come in, and like a lot of people come in, they're like, ooh, I don't know about this. But then when they try it, it's just the look that they have and the nodding as they're drinking their drink, and they're nodding their head like, yeah, this is it. And then we have a robot. So, of course, when the robot comes out, especially when it's somebody's birthday and it sings happy birthday, it's just that feeling of making people feel good.
Yes.
Talk a little bit now, you know, us the chef and people in the food business, is that we just want to see you, the smile on your face. We want to see that appreciation and that glow of you trying that product. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, that's big, to be able to not just provide, you know, the quality of the food, but also an experience. We like people to be able to feel the experience when they walk in the door to the time that they leave, that they got an experience out of being here, and also that the experience that they're going to remember when they leave. So that for them, they can tell other people about it. They can leave us reviews and, you know, put post up on social media. It's like that, the experience of being able to give people quality service and customer service, that's almost becoming a lost art.
Yes.
We talked about that for the full 2.5 years that we was planning on putting this concept live and on board. We talked about making the experience different from when they walk in these other restaurants. And we pride ourselves on making that a different experience, that we show appreciation and we show attention to detail and cleanliness, and just having a full experience of people being able to come in maybe in a bad mood, but leave with a smile.
How important is consistency? I tell people that first waffle in that 50-watt waffle, if not better, but it has to be consistent.
Oh man,
you very consistent.
Now that's so tough with the culture of employees now, as far as working with people and employees and their mindset and their patterns and behavior patterns and practices. It's like you almost gotta just be, it's like you nitpicking, but you're not nitpicking. You're just trying to build an expectation of consistency. And it's like the culture we live in today, people is not fond of that type of managing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's very challenging. It's just being able to try to get people to buy into your system and believe that it works.
Yeah. Jerry, I heard you say something. I want to go back to it. You talked about 2 years, 2.5 years before, from when you first thought you might do this to when you open. Talk about, and especially for, we have a lot of other people thinking about going to business that we interview, listen to our program. Talk about from that initial idea to how important it is to plan, you know, line everything up before you get to, you know, turning that key to open the door.
Well, it's very important, like he said, like earlier, we talked about having goals. Mm-hmm. Like the number one thing was being able to create a plan. You needed a plan that was going to be a first year plan and then a second year plan to be able to get you established goals realistic. Like we couldn't, mm-hmm. you know, you could create goals that you may never attain or you may never accomplish. We wanted realistic goals that we could actually achieve that can keep us going to the next phase. And then the other thing was creating
SOPs.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have the ideal in your head and walk around and talk about it, but you have to put the standard operating plan on paper so when the from the beginning to end, you know what the concept is doing. It just can't turn into anything. It has to be specific how you want the concept to be. So putting the operation plan on paper was very key. And it took us 2.5 years. We only been open 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2.5 years was all planning and focusing and building. We didn't have all the funds, so we had to work a little bit and then do a small part of the project, go back and work and come back with money and do another part of the project. Like, we didn't even know we was going to finish it because we didn't have the capital. Mm-hmm. And that's another hurdle we ran into. We ran into hurdles of being able to secure capital. You know, people, you can, banks are fond of giving you auto loans or giving you money to buy a house, credit card. Banks are fond of giving you things to, that's debt, but they're not fond of empowering you with cash money in you.
Come on now.
Yes.
And that right there, we found out that we was rejected. We applied for, $65,000? Yeah, we applied for a $65,000 loan, and they said that we made $20,000 too less the year before. That was the reason we didn't get it, because we made $20,000 less than what the threshold was the year before.
Okay.
The credit was good. You know, we had good credit, 700 credit scores.
Yeah, yeah.
So
how important is it for you to get your staff to realize your vision of what you want to produce?
Very important. And it's very hard to get them to understand that, especially when they worked other places, because they have habits that other places may have allowed them to get away with that you don't really want in your business.
Lower standard.
So it's very hard to get them to understand that.
We have been blessed.
We have found some good people, though.
Oh, thank God.
Good for you.
Good.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. In the time you've been open, you can, and again, I can appreciate and I hope people are listening to all the planning you put in. what are maybe one or two surprises, even with all your planning, that kind of caught you once you got, you've been open? I see you thinking, like, what story can I tell, right?
Which one I can get away with?
It's video. Video. I guess I would say probably the most challenging one, I guess I would say, when it came down to inspections.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, when it comes down to the building inspection, the electrical inspection, the plumbing inspection, the zone and sign inspection, it's like health department inspection. It's like five different stages of different people that has to inspect. And it's like every time you think you close to being there, it's a whole nother list of things come out. It is all these little tedious things that you didn't even think about. you didn't even really plan for. It's like, it just got so harder and so much tedious down the end, but we was determined and motivated. Like, there's no way we didn't came this far. We going all the way. It's like, we wasn't going to let whatever it took to do it. And the hardest thing is, you know, we have to learn how to find people that's licensed, because, you know, you could get people that's very skilled, very crafty. They can do work, you know, that could blow your mind. But if they're not licensed and bonded and regulated by the state, then they can't qualify for you to get the inspections that you need.
Yes.
So, I mean, no matter how skilled or crafted you are, you need people with paperwork to be able to get you open through those inspections.
Now, here's a question for both of you. Where do you guys see yourself next year? Where would you like to see this business next year?
Next year, I would like to see us possibly franchising and open another one in another state.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
And that was part of the planning.
We did the franchising up front.
Okay. So if anybody wants to open one in another state, we already have it ready for them.
Originally, the guy in New York wanted us to franchise with him. Mm-hmm. So this was going to be the second store.
Okay.
This store was first. But we ran into some legality stuff with his business of some owners he had involved and also exclusive rights. Mm-hmm. So we needed to create an exclusive right business too. And that's where the Bubble Crave, you know, concept came in. We had exclusive rights to Bubble Crave. And so we kind of was trying to talk him into joining the Bubble Crave concept, so we'll be a Bubble Crave franchise, because we couldn't franchise with him.
Okay.
So that's kind of how we divided and kind of went separate ways, but we already had the franchise already created, so we was originally going to be the second store. And so he didn't, he said when it came to the end of us making a decision of franchising Bubble Crave, he shook his head and said, "Man, I can't believe y'all selling me my own business."
Just how it is sometimes.
But it was all about legality, copyrights. Sure. It was trademarking, mm-hmm. exclusive rights to names, and having the visibility of ownership. You know, he had a brother that was in ownership that really wasn't part of the operation. So all of that was important to be able to have a franchise. So we just decided to just go on our own with the Bubble Crave concept, and we'll start the franchise. So this is the first store.
How do you guys feel about bringing something new, a different concept to Muskegon? If I see one more taco truck or one more barbecue truck, I am going to die. But how do you feel about bringing something new to Muskegon?
Well, I think it feels good. It feels good. We get a lot of people that come in here from other states that already know what the concept is, because they've had it other places. And a lot of people come here and say it tastes way better than where they've been going.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's an amazing experience. I mean, now, still now, just some nights or some mornings, we walk in here and it's, we're still in a fog. Like, just still unbelieving that we got here.
Yeah.
I mean, even the marriage. I mean, our marriage was on the rocks. I mean, like, you talking about a real challenge. You talking about this challenged us personally, you know, to where our relationship, and it was like, it was a real challenge. This was definitely a true test that we was able to overcome.
I'm glad you brought that up, because how important it is that both of you be on the same page, because you might have different ideas of how you might think you want the business to go, but how important that you be on one accord.
It's very important, and it's very hard. Very important, but very hard. You have to have patience and understand that, you know, maybe sometimes it's okay to, you know, try something and see if it works, and if it doesn't, then we go try the other side.
A different way, yeah.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys. Important. I appreciate you guys. You know, and that's an excellent question, Greg. You know, you guys. You can't go home and complain about your coworker, really, can you?
Well, you could, but you get in trouble.
Yeah, you get in trouble. Tell people the name of the business, where you look, your address, and the hours of operation.
You got it. Go ahead. We're located at 798 West Broadway on the corner of Broadway and Henry, across from the Speedway, Sanborns, and Total Wireless. The hours are 11 to 8, close on Tuesdays, but on Sundays we're open 12 to 8. Okay. But we are looking for an adult employee that can come in and work so we can start being open on Tuesdays.
All right.
Okay.
So the first 11 weeks, we worked with no days off, just to try get a gauge on what day would be the best day to close. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday was the softest day. So
okay,
after 11 weeks, we took Tuesday off. So we closed on Tuesdays, but typically running 11 to 8 through the rest of the week.
We asked this question of business owners, brand new business owners, for people out there that are thinking about doing. What are your suggestions to somebody that has a thought and they want to do it? What's your intake? What would you say to those people? Other than run.
Right.
Well, I would definitely say do your research. I think the most challenging part of people wanting to do business and start ideas and concepts is they want to do it based off how they feel. Business, you cannot put your feelings in it. You can't put your emotions into it. You can't be compassionate to the point to where you're not willing to do the technical part of it. And the technical part of it is doing research and seeing what the business is about, seeing what the business should be, your demographics, who are going to be your potential clients, your potential customers. It's like we can't do business without doing the technical part of research.
There you go. Lastly, here's your big pitch. Why should we come to your restaurant?
I guess you could come for the experience. If you haven't had it before, you could come in just to experience what's going on.
All right. To the Matthews family, thank you so much. God bless. And congratulations on your new business.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate y'all giving us the time and just giving us the opportunity.
I'll see you soon. You better have that pizza burger ready.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna fill you up when you get here.
All right. Take care.
You guys take care.
All right.
That was... You've been there,
man. I don't mind saying my wife loves going there. The smoothies, we've tried all different flavors, but yeah, we've been there several times, and I'm so glad Broadway is open.
Oh, me too.
To give them some more business. So one wonderful couple too. Just a delightful couple. You go in there just as polite and friendly. So we're just hoping everything goes well. Hope that people since the day will go by and give them a shot.
Right. Yeah. And just.
And see the robot. The robot's cool. The robot brings your drinks out. Yeah. The robot brings your drinks out.
I got to see that. Yeah. So we're just happy to be a part of that. In 6 years, I want you to know, in 6 years later, we're still here, still asking questions. Still listening, still learning, still trying to bring people together, and still believing that when people have the opportunity to talk, listen, and understand one another, the community becomes stronger. This isn't the end of the story.
Yeah.
It's another chapter. From Torn in Two to Community Focus for 6 consecutive years, 6 years of relationship, 6 years of community, and we're just getting started. Your last thoughts?
You know, we talked about how many programs, how many hours we spent. But that also means you and I have spent time together.
Yeah.
We don't fight. We don't argue. I would say we knew each other, but we've grown a closer friendship.
Yeah.
Doing this. Thank you to your wife, Emily. We've gotten to talk about each other's families, our kids, which is important to both of us. You know, I'm selective about my time, but brother, I look forward to doing this on Fridays with you.
Yeah.
It's been a great ride.
Yeah.
And I look forward to however many more years God wants us to do this.
Amen. Same to you, my friend. I appreciate you. I thank you for coming on. You came on and then you just stood and you just made the program that much better. All right, listen, 6 years in the business. Thank you so much, Muskegon, and all over the world, for some, from the Emoji app to YouTube to wherever. Thank you for watching or listening to us. This is Community Focus. Listen, go out there, be a blessing to someone. You never know who you might be obtaining. And we'll see you next week. Take care and God bless.